The AI, DALL-E Mini and DALL-E 2 making art. I don't want to insult artists, because a lot of artists make a lot of amazing work. But in my career, some of the most difficulties I've had have revolved around getting art for stuff. The inconsistent turnaround times, finding the exact people who can do the exact work that I need. I would incorporate so much art into my work if I could get it consistently for a reasonable price. But it's so difficult. I cannot wait until there's AI that exists where I can say, hey, I want Trevor to be riding an elephant. And then it just spits that out for me. This will suck for people, artists who make a living doing art, but oh my God, will it revolutionize the world. The DALL-E AI Mini that everyone's using to get those images is not the best version of DALL-E that exists right now. There's like DALL-E version 2 and it's way better. I just don't think it has been pushed to the public yet. You know, give it 5 more years and if it's available to the public, it's gonna be insane. Do I believe in soulmates?
Do you believe in soulmates?
No. I believe that in the world, there are countless people who you could live comfortably and happily with. And that relationships, successful ones, are more about changing and adapting to meet the needs and preferences of your partner, as opposed to finding someone who just coincidentally happens to perfectly fit who you are right now. Especially considering that we change over time. You know, a person who's perfect for you right now isn't necessarily going to be one who's perfect for you in 5 years. You want another person who will grow and adapt and change with you. Relationships that stand the test of time are those where there's compromise and people meet in the middle. And so yeah, you can do this process with countless people. Would I want to go into politics? Ever consider going into politics? It just seems like such a toxic field. Like you can't just speak honestly. You've got to kind of dance around and say things in a way that won't get you in trouble. I just don't think I want to deal with that kind of stress, that sort of attention. Like I'd just be tempted in any interview to go, look, I'm sick of giving you political answers, here's the actual gist of what's going on. And they just get you in trouble, you know? Because you're trying to keep so many different parties happy. Imagine if everything you said was getting analyzed like your first draft of the reactor. Say, exactly. When people have blown something out of proportion and it doesn't fucking matter, you've still got to go on TV and go, I am very apologize. What I did was abhorrence and I feel deep regrets. And in your head, you're like, it was a tweet or an offhand comment or like, you know, this is something that happened 10 years ago. Recently, Albanese was asked about like some tweet of one of his cabinet ministers or another person in the party. And he was like, I don't think that tweet's very appropriate. I'm surprised I haven't heard this before. And then he asked him like, when was this tweet from? And the person's like, 2011 or something. And he's just like, oh, you know. And he's like, I stand by his record and, you know, I haven't heard him talk about it, but I doubt he supports that position anymore. It was just so dumb. Like, the price of your soul. There are a heap of people who do React content that recognize that it's garbage and what have you, but it's just like the only thing they can do. It's like they'd rather do something garbage and be successful than not be successful at all. If I was in that situation where it's either React content or nothing, like, who knows what I'd do? It's hard to say how much your morals are worth until the price is actually put in front of you. Yep. Almost hard to say what your morals are until that money is put in front of you, you know? Or some equivalent, right? Because you'd be surprised where you draw a line for your own benefit when presented with that reality. But obviously, a person's soul is worth more or less, right? Some people will be adamantly against something until the moment they're offered $10. Another person will have to be, like, offered immortality. As I say, everyone has a price, but I would say some people are whores. But no, shouldn't say that. An embarrassing aspect of my Identify the Country video. I realized that I failed to find Finland multiple times, which is really funny because I've had a meme throughout my entire career that I'm gonna one day invade Finland and take it over. That I couldn't identify on a map is pretty embarrassing. Like, when I watched that footage back, I was like, how did I forget Greece that many times? Because I gave my reasoning at the end of the video why it should have been obvious to me. And why did I forget Finland? I felt the same way when I watched my Pokemon video back. I was like, oh, how did I forget Poliwhirl? That's obvious. But in the moment, it's hard to remember some stuff. Apparently, I still have hope. Moores Mutual tweeted this out. Rockstar Games on Black. They're making the setup to reveal something, or is it just a bug? And so I clicked through, and there was, like, nothing here. There is something here now, and it's nothing, so it's clearly a bug. But I was like, oh man, they actually announced something. This tweet got me excited for nothing. For a moment in my head, I was like, what if they're announcing GTA 6? Showing that hope truly isn't dead within me. While this tweet debated me, it taught me something about myself. It's that I still hope for things in the future. What I plan to do when I lose my hair. I hate how flat my hair is when I wash it, but I have to wash it now. Like before, I wouldn't wash it like every single day, but now I'm using like a anti-hair loss shampoo, whatever, which I'm sure is probably a scam, but may as well. It does have stuff in it that is potentially suggestive to be like really good for stimulating hair growth, but it's just like if it's not proven in some, like a lot of clinical trials or whatever, it's just like, ah, this is probably just some fooey, you know? Ever tried a wig? My guy, I'm a live streamer. Live streamers don't wear wigs. They become VTubers. Why just put something on your head to obscure what you really look like? Why not just have an entire avatar? I mean, I joke to some degree, but I can totally imagine doing that one day. Eventually, just time makes me into a husk, and for some reason, I still have an audience. I'm just like, look, man, I am now a demon wolf badger. Wait, no, I'll be a viper. I'll be a demon wolf viper. There you go. Do speedrunners like losing their world records? Is it friendly competition, or do other speedrunners get annoyed when their record gets beaten? Depends on the runner. Certainly, I can tell you that when you're at the top by yourself and you have all the records, it does get a little bit boring. Probably no one wants a circumstance where like they're losing world record every day, but like you probably don't want to hold it too long. I doubt anyone's like, man, I want to hold the world record just by myself forever. We looked at GTA 1 yesterday, and it's like one runner has grinded that game and he has all the world records and there's basically no other submissions. I doubt he's like, man, I would hate if someone else was to start submitting and potentially beat my runs, you know? My experience with jury duty. Have you ever done jury duty? Once a long time ago, I was there for a couple of days. I think I went like twice. And on the third day, the judge came out and said, new evidence has come to light that makes it so things you were told in the trial may bias you. We suggested that maybe we'd been given evidence that was false or something like that. And they were like, look, we're just gonna have to get a new jury so you can all go home. So a trial that may have potentially lasted weeks was cut off very early because of some change in circumstances we weren't given more information on. I was called into jury duty again recently, but I submitted something from my accountant that said the financial cost to my business is extreme. I have such a fundamental role to my business that potentially taking weeks to do jury duty would be catastrophically detrimental. And so they let me off. Not false, honestly. The return of Vipercraft. Here's the story of Vipercraft, chat. At one point in time, when I was editing largely all by myself, what I would do is I would listen to footage and play Minecraft on stream. And whenever I needed to like clip out a bit of footage that was important, I would like pause the game and then do a little bit of editing and then keep playing Minecraft. So I just listened to it in like one time speed or whatever. Very inefficient, but I was just trying it out for a while. Considering the circumstances by which this footage was made, I never bothered to edit it myself. I gave it to a really new editor, a person who was not very good, to be honest. Maybe at that time, they were less bad because, you know, I was worse as well. This was back in 2019, but these videos were not edited well. And so that's why I took them down from YouTube. And unfortunately, I don't have the original footage that was edited. I only have the edited videos. And so I can see in like episode 4, I believe at some point lava spilled all throughout my little hole. And then I had to use blocks to like remove it all very quickly. And so in one scene, there's just a bunch of blocks everywhere, and there's no explanation why. Because they didn't keep in the scene where I put the lava. There is a lot of editing choices that make no sense in these videos. But despite that, I've taken it upon myself to edit all this footage into an episode that actually makes sense. So it's probably like an hour and a half of footage. It's gonna end up being like half an hour. It's just gonna cut out a lot of the completely meaningless, uninteresting things that for some reason were kept in, and just keep in the interesting stuff. Make a new series. I don't really want to play more Minecraft right now. I have nothing else to do in Minecraft. But there are some really good moments in this with Steve and Woofle. Yeah, I got good memories of this footage. The part of speedrunning I don't like. The process of learning an entire speedrun is not one that I really enjoy. I never even really liked practice all that much, which is what always hampered me as a speedrunner. I much prefer to know the entire run and just keep up with the discussion about new strats as they happen. It is a lot easier to be like, okay guys, new run today. Gotta remember this new strat, and this new strat. A little bit each time. This trying to remember 1,000 new things that have developed over the last 2 years, so painful. Especially considering the great complexity of the route now. My most profitable videos. Did you watch Linus's video on his most profitable videos? I did. This video, reacting to our most profitable videos, like one of the top comments was like, I thought it was gonna be some stupid video where you were like reacting to your own videos. This is actually very interesting. All they did was go over like their top earning videos and explain like why they think they earned so much and what was the motivation behind making those particular videos. One of the things that they pointed out quite a bit was how much money they make on YouTube Premium with their like live streams and stuff. You may notice that I've been uploading Raw Chaos for like the last 2+ years, and a significant reason why I make so much money on those videos is because of YouTube Premium. Me doing this won't be as interesting as Linus and his team because he has like a bajillion different videos, but I would like to talk about the videos that have made me the most money or whatever. Like, it would present me as more successful than I currently am because my best performing videos are nowhere close to what my current videos make. My peak, I think I made like 18 million views in a month. Now I'm making like 7.5 million or something. Linus is just as successful, if not more successful, than when he released his best videos. Well, I'm not that way. I wouldn't say I fell off necessarily. The amount of channels, you know, getting 8 million views is not many. But I feel like I've aged so much in the last 2 years. Is it possible that eating terribly and editing, like every moment that you're awake, is not good for you? Almost getting scammed buying a water cooler on Amazon. You know the main reason I didn't sleep well last night, chat? I spent like an hour and a half looking for a water cooler dispenser. And I almost bought one on Amazon for $1,400. Until I found out that the same water dispenser in America is worth $200. I'm like, how could this be a scam? It has like 4,000 plus reviews. But these reviews were like American reviews and shit. They don't tell you about like whether the price makes sense. Because sometimes you have stuff on the Amazon Australia store that's like 10 times its actual value and you just don't know. It wasn't 1K shipping. It was actually just listed for 1,400. I would have noticed if it was 1K shipping. Amazon's so bad everywhere else in the world compared to America. When it first started, that was the case, but it's not now. If I'm gonna buy something, especially something that's not like very niche or something, I'm probably gonna buy it from Amazon because the delivery is so much faster than everywhere else. A day or two delivery in Australia is fucking insane. When like the average company is taking like a week or two, maybe three sometimes. Because Amazon just has so much money that they can afford to have like that much infrastructure in place where most other companies can't, you know? Like I check Amazon, then other places like Google or eBay or whatever. Like, don't get me wrong, everything isn't available from Amazon like in a day or two, right? But if there's something specific that I want now, Amazon's my only bet, you know? Please watch the video. No. I guess it's probably repeating a ramble from before in a way, but the main reaction video started to pick up steam a week ago, reaching more people, which is great. The only downside is I get more of these comments. Everyone profits from reactions, including the original creators most of all. Please watch the video. No. I wrote down here yesterday, I'd love for YouTube to make it so every comment has a timestamp to show at what point in the video the viewer left it. Because so many conversations on the video go like this. The person leaves a comment where they say, what about X, Y, and Z? And I respond, did you get to this part of the video? And just list the point where that is addressed. And they're like, no. Like, I understand. For a lot of people who don't like the message and they don't want to have their world shattered or whatever, they want to keep, because we in general, people want to continue believing as they do. The impulse just to stop the video and just leave some garbage and say, you're wrong, and then leave is just very strong, you know? I've had people leave like the strangest comments, where there was a part where I said that rambling off the top of your head is the least effortful thing that you can do. And it is. I'm doing it right now. If I were to spend the time to write this down and make sure every word that I was saying was absolutely perfect, it would take way more time. If you want to communicate your ideas, rambling off the top of your head is the laziest way to do it, right? But this person wrote like a page being like, this is the grossest thing you could possibly say about anyone, showing your ridiculous bias against people. I was with your video up until this point. How dare you say such things? I'm like, holy shit. Like the most inane, innocuous stuff in the video, I've had like people just go off at me for. Like, it's like they just couldn't bear to hear anymore about something that they don't agree with. Or they don't want to listen to. They just pick the very last thing they hear and just fucking go to town. Let's put it this way, Matt. I'm curious. Has anyone ever made a good critique of your video? I would love to see that made you think at least. I'm biased, so I'm going to say no. I've responded to hundreds of comments. And in most cases, those that are critical either seem to have not watched the video or just not understood parts of it. The amount of people who say, yeah, but I never would have watched the original video anyway. Or you assume that everyone who watched the reaction would have watched the original video anyway, even though in the video, I think I made it a point in six different ways to explain that that's not the point. You know, but I get those comments all the time. It's people who lack the ability to understand, yet have so much confidence in themselves that they leave comments. That isn't to say that things in the video can't be objected to, especially when it comes to certain statements about the algorithm, or you could critique my language and say that you shouldn't speak so authoritatively on this, in that, you know, there's a chance that you're wrong. You can make those criticisms, but the video was like an hour and 20 minutes long. Pretty much with every single statement I made, I could have done like a tangent and then explained further with more detail, but then the video would have been 3 hours long. You know, there's only so much you can say. And certainly if people took the time to watch all the other reaction videos, they get an even bigger picture. But I can understand why people, unless they're really interested, aren't gonna watch every single video, you know? Because in the other ones, I took time to explain the same thing in different ways at different points. So if you don't understand it the first time around, you can understand it the second. Softcore porn with good plots. There's this anime, right? It's called like High School DxD, I think. And I've always known of it as basically softcore porn, where it's not hentai. And so you can find it on Funimation and Crunchyroll and stuff. But it's got nudity in it and stuff. And that's all I knew about it. And so I've never seen it, but I was on Reddit, I think, and someone actually noted it has plots, you know, but also actual plot. And apparently the story is meant to be pretty good. So I watched the first episode and I'm actually curious to see where it goes. But I find it hard to believe that it could be good, because like the premise of the story is interesting, but so much time is dedicated to fan service that like you're losing like a quarter of the episode to just showing half naked people. And so how are you gonna build good episodes each time if you're dedicating that much time to it? Maybe it reduces over time, I'm not sure. I will report back and tell you how good the plot is, both kinds of plot. Well, it's a good thing that I changed from the English to the sub, because I found the both the language used and the voices of the main characters in the English version to be obnoxious and annoying as fuck. High School DxD was the first anime I ever watched, and honestly, the story is really good and it develops well over the four seasons, which is weird to find out. As I said, it was a convincing post that the story is actually meant to be good. The thing I don't understand about High School DxD, or like, are there many shows like it? But why wouldn't you just watch hentai? I suppose the animation might be better? I don't know. Like, from a business perspective, it's an interesting thing to think about. Like, would the potential limited advertising and distribution opportunities be made up for by, I don't know, like, word-of-mouth advertising that it's pervy or whatever? Raunchy? What's the phrasing? Quick update. Four episodes in, I'm like, this is actually an interesting plot. It's not as though they spend extra time or waste time in the episode dedicated to nudity, at least not that much that I've noticed. It's more just that people happen to be naked sometimes. And it's just like, oh, okay, fair enough. So at least the story is not gonna be diminished by that factor. And the main character has this interesting ability, at least when it's explained. And I wanna see where they go with it. The only downside with the show currently is, I think episode 5, they introduce a new character and is one of those really soft-spoken, I don't understand the world, and but please save me. I can only heal, and I'm so naive, and I speak with a soft voice all the time. I was like, oh my god, stop it. The blonde airhead with a heart of gold, and I'm just like, god, just take it away. Just chuck it off screen. You know, you start watching a show, and you're just like, oh, this show is really good. A new character gets introduced, and you're like, oh, I don't really like this character. Hopefully they leave soon. And they just never leave. And that's what I'm going through with this show. And I might even stop watching just because of the character. It's funny because I usually skip over the intro, but I watch the intro and I'm like, that character I hate is in the intro. I am fucked. I'm gonna have to learn to like this character. I hope they change her because no. I'm sure this happens with a lot of people with a lot of different shows, but this is the first time I can remember it happening to me where a character is just like infuriating to me. Yeah, she sucks. So I'm not the only one. Here's a good way to tell if I'm gonna dislike a character, okay? If the character gets food and like goes like, and like takes the smallest bite with that sound effect, and then it's like, it's like that kind of cutesy eating bullshit that no person would ever do in any reality, I'm not gonna like that character. I think that's a thing actually in Japan, isn't it? Where women aren't meant to open their mouths really wide or something to eat food. For years, Japanese culture has encouraged women to strive for ochabo, which is described as small and modest mouths. As a result, it is considered rude for Japanese women to open their mouth wide. This rule even applies to women while eating out in public. How did I know about that? Weird. That's dumb. Further update, while I'm curious where the story would have ended up going, the characters were just too annoying to me, and sometimes the nudity and sexualization of the characters did take away from the plot, so I've just given up watching it. I'm sure I can find something more interesting. Be sure to like and subscribe. Also leave a comment if you have something on your mind. My feed gives them to me from all over my channel. It doesn't matter how old the video is. I wish you all the best.